Okay, so this is our, I think it's our fourth shiur on the Abarbanel on Pirkei Avot. And the last time that we learned together, we did Hillel and Shammai. And we saw something pretty surprising, that Hillel's new approach was basically to focus on Talmud Torah as opposed to Dayanut and working. And Shammai basically tempered that approach. He wasn't as gung-ho about it as Hillel was. So now we get to the next generation, Rabban Gamliel. So this is Rabban Gamliel, which the Abarbanel points out is the son of, basically the grandson of Hillel, Hillel's grandson. And he says, "Aseh lecha rav, vistalek min hasafek, ve'al tarbe la'aser omadot." Okay? So number one, Aseh lecha rav, we know what that means, we think. Histalek min hasafek means avoid any doubts. And al tarbe la'aser omadot means don't estimate, even overestimate, when basically doing trumot and maasrot. That's what he's saying. What question jumps out at us immediately when we read this Mishnah? Just as a general question. Think there's one that just jumps out at us. What jumps out at you?
I mean, what's the chiddush of
Yeah, we've already seen that, right? It's not
aser
even, it's not even, he didn't even give us a perek to forget it, right? Yehoshua ben Farachia said, "Aser l'charav, uknei l'chachaver." So what's Rabban Gamliel saying? So the Rabban says, "And he really says, 'Ushahu Rabban Gamliel, niskar b'mishatenu Rabban Gamliel zaken beno shel Rabban Shimon beno shel Hillel.'" Okay, so Hillel had a son ben Shim, who was named Shimon, and he had a son named Gamliel. Because Hillel lived for so long, Rabban Gamliel, his grandson, got it from him. Okay, his son his father Shimon didn't have anything that was worth quoting. He was he sat at his grandfather's feet. Fine. How does it connect to what came before? That's what Rabbanel is always interested in. So he agrees with Shammai. That's what Shammai said. He said, make sure that your Torah is keva, which we said last time actually is a mute. It means to reduce the amount of learning. And do more than what you say. Right? That's what he said last time. The learning should be limited because you're supposed to be working. But not just working, sorry. I should be more clear. The ma'aseh mitzvot harbe. Im lo yatmid b'limud haTorah. He should be a person who does more mitzvot. He should fill his life with mitzvot. Lachain, Amar she'aseh l'rav lo li'inyan halimud kim l'hora'ah she'eshir lefanav darko v'yoreh wat asher yaseh b'yisur v'heter v'zeh yistalek min hasafek. So the Abarbanel says, what's the chiddush over here? Rabban Gamliel is not saying the same thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia said. Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia said, aseh lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. If you remember, the Abarbanel said that was both in the sense of Limud Torah. Aseh lecha rav, make sure you have one rabbi that you learn from, because if you learn from too many rabbis, what happens? You get confused. This one says this way, this one says that way. So make sure you have one rabbi that you listen to. And even Knei lecha chaver meant make sure you have a chavrusa that you learn with, who can ask and talk about all the questions that you can't ask your rabbi. So Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, his Aseh lecha rav was completely contextualized in Limud Torah. Rabban Gamliel's Aseh lecha rav is almost the opposite. He says, because you're not going to be able to devote your time to learning Torah because you're doing mitzvot, make sure you have somebody you can ask your shailas, because you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to have to spend your time learning the halacha when you should be doing mitzvot. So make sure you have a rabbi you can ask, and then you won't have any sfikot. Make sure you have a zakin in the shuk that you can ask questions. And that way you don't have to guess, right? Don't guess things. Because Rabban Gamliel A chaver has nothing to do with this, so it wasn't mentioned. What does that mean? Okay, Rabban Gamliel was suspicious of people's opinions. He said, you know, don't rely on your own opinion. Don't even be machmir. Right? You might say a person can, so let him be machmir. Whatever it is that he's worried about, just go machmir. He says, no. Don't just be machmir to avoid the safek. What will happen? Because he said, you know what might happen? You may end up thinking you're being machmir and really you're being makel because you just estimated. You guessed. You thought you were doing it right. It's not talking about the amount of times, it's talking about the actual substance. Fine. The general point being made over here. Right? The point over here in general is that a person should not rely on his own opinion. A person should always seek out the opinion of his rabbi. Hold on one second. Let me just connect to a better Wi-Fi because I'm getting a message that this is not so good. There. Better? Okay. So that's the point of that Mishnah. And once again, we see that Rabbanel seeing the Mishnah feed into one another. Now, the next one gets to Shimon Beno. Now, this gets confusing, right? Because the previous one was Rabban Gamliel, which we said is the son of Shimon. So apparently, this at least at this portion, they were Sfaradim, right? Because you get basically you have Hillel had a son named Shimon, who had a son named Gamliel, who had a son named Shimon. And we don't know. It could be that Shimon, the original Shimon, already passed away before Gamliel had his son. That could be. But assuming that it's not, you know, if you've ever been in a Sephardi synagogue, you open up a siddur, at least in America, where they dedicate it, and you see that, you know, it's dedicated Shaul ben Avraham ben Shaul, right? That's the way it works.
You know, it's a joke. It's a joke about the Avot, right? How do you know that Avraham Yitzchak
Yaakov
were Ashkenazim?
Because they didn't name each other.
No, because we know Avraham Yitzchak Avraham.
Right, right. So Shimon Beno, he says, "Kol yamai gadalti b'nei chachamim." This is he's a staff kid. Okay, that's what we used to call the kids in camp whose parents were in the camp already. That's what I was. I was a staff kid. So Shimon Beno says, "Kol yamai gadalti b'nei chachamim." V'lo matzati laguf tov eleshtika. Said, "Look, I grew up amongst all these chachamim, and the best thing is to be quiet." V'lo mijashua ikar ala maaseh v'chlama b'dvarim mevi chet. Now, we've seen already, v'lo midrash ha'ikar, ela ma'aseh, we saw more mat v'aseh abe, so something very similar to that. Now, what's this Shimon, what's he trying to tell us? He's basically saying everybody should be quiet. What's the idea over here? So he says, first of all, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, she'ya rosh dor tshi'i. Okay, so he takes us into the next generation. And what does this mean? He says, I don't understand. You can't learn in silence. When you're learning Torah, you have to talk. You go into any Beit Midrash, there's yelling. You can't just sit there being silent. And the difference between man and beast is, in one sense, is his ability to communicate and to talk and to speak. That's what Unkula says. V'yi adam nefesh chaya l'ruach m'malala. To a speaking spirit. So Dibur is something that's great. Why would it be Shtika? Why would Shtika be better than Dibur? Now the Rambam, when he explains this Mishnah, so he explains it in a vacuum, as most of the Mefarshim do. And he says, B'shevach HaShtika, Amarim Emet, B'amor Sherov Dvarim Hem Tosefet Umotar V'chet. He says, most things that people say are unnecessary. They don't need to say them. Kama she'amar Rosh Chachamim, Berov whatever, Barav, Barav, most things that people have to say are not necessary. The Rambam broke down speech into five different categories. There's mitzvah, there's nizhar, meaning the things that you shouldn't say. There's ahuv, and there's nim'as, and then there's mutar, something that's extra. Hechacha mitzvah kekriyachma, limutara, tfila. Those are mitzvot. Habet, shuanizhar beidut, sheker, rechilut, vigiduf, hashem, kilat, chaviro, vichayotze. Those are all avirot. Vagimel, shuahuv, beshevacha ma'alot, asachilot, ubegnut, apchitiyot, kedei lorer, nefesh, el hashlemut. Beautiful things that a person could say that will inspire him. Varvi, shuanimas, brova, amon, shuusicha, betela. Stupidity, gossip, not bad gossip in terms of Vodazara, in terms of Lashon Hara, but, you know, shtuyot, chit chat. V'achemishi, shehu amotar, ma tzarich adam ledaber bo mitzchorato, parnasato, umachalo, umashkehu. This is what's mutter. These are the things that a person needs to say, but they're not mitzvot. They're just things that a person needs to say because he needs to do business and live. And so, in general, he says, most things that a person has to say, he doesn't really have to say them. It's extra. So it's better to be quiet. But the Rabbanan doesn't like this interpretation because it has no relation to what came before it. It makes it sound like shtika is better than even the good things. Why wouldn't he just say, only say mitzvot? Fine. So he says, I'm going to explain it differently. So he mentions two different interpretations. Number one, Rabban Gamliel Aviv. This goes back to the previous Mishnah. In other words, Rabban Shimbon ben Gamliel is repeating the words of Rabban Gamliel, who says that you should spend more of your time doing mitzvot than in Talmud Torah. This was also Shammai's position. I know that learning Torah is great. He name calls it. Man is gufani, and therefore ma'aseh is the key. Ma'aseh is the most important thing because we are chumri. Right? Here the Rabbanel connects to the fact that he says, Lo matzati leguf tov el shtika. He would agree, of course, that lo matzati l'seichel tov ela dibur, right? For seichel, you need dibur. If you want to be wise, if you want to learn Torah, of course you have to speak. But for the body, which is what we are, ma'aseh is better. And dibur is not. Okay? Very interesting. Love this line. It says, what's the point of learning the halachos of sukkah if you don't actually make a sukkah? Okay? There's stories about the Vilna Gaon who said that, you know, being osek in the halachot of sukkah is just as important as building a sukkah. But this is obviously not along those lines. So that's one interpretation. In other words, l'matzei l'guf tov l'shtika means everything we've said up until now, in the name of his father and in the name of Shammai, that it's better
Hillel,
to involve
right?
Masa. What?
You said Shammai. I think you meant Hillel.
No, I didn't. Hillel is the one who championed Limud Torah. Shammai is the one who championed mitzvah. Yeah, there was, interestingly, Rabban Gamliel rejected his grandfather's position.
Okay, I get it.
V'hasheni, shadibu hotov v'naot el harav amlamed l'tamidav. This is very interesting. He says, kol yamai gadalti b'nei chachamim, right? So who should be the ones talking? The chachamim, the teachers. He says, but for me, I found that the best strategy was to just stay quiet. I just stay quiet and I listen. Of course the rabbi needs to speak. Rabban Shimon is not speaking to the rabbis, he's speaking to the students. Right? As we learned in elementary school in Mrs. Levine's class, that says that an empty bottle makes a lot of noise because it has one rock in it. It makes a lot of noise. Hine, imkein, There is shevach for dibur. It's important, but only for the rabbi. Shumadrega tatzua v'anefesh. V'shevach hashtika emet kfi amitlamed shehu be'erech hachomer v'agof. But for the one who's learning, it's better to stay quiet. I have to be honest. Actually, let's finish his comment first. He says, but you'll tell me, wait a second, though. The student will say, if I never talk, then how is anybody going to know that I'm smart? Nobody's going to respect me if I stay quiet. That's not important. Nobody's going to respect you because of the things that you say. They're only going to respect you because of the things that you do. So that's not a reason to speak, because the way to get respect, if that's what's important to you, is to act. And it's not even just about getting respect. It's about being something worthy of respect. I have to be honest. I found that growing up in elementary school and even in high school, I had a lot of trouble paying attention in class. It was just, I don't know, I just couldn't pay attention in class. It wasn't ADD or anything, I just didn't like it. And then when I was in yeshiva, and then afterwards in college, I figured out the secret. And the secret was, I had to talk. I had to raise my hand and I had to say something. I had to ask a question, make a comment. It didn't matter what it was. Just at least once a class, I had to raise my hand and say something so that I would be engaged. And, sometimes I think people picked up on it. They wouldn't make fun of me, but I could tell that, like, they knew that I was going to raise my hand at some point. So they would, like, snicker when I raised my hand. They said, oh, here it comes. But I found that without speaking, I couldn't pay attention. I don't know if anybody else had that experience. But that was
my experience. It's hard for me to imagine a student learning without asking a question.
Well, I mean, many people in my class didn't talk and they did fine, but I couldn't do it. Okay. Last mission of the Perek. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So this is the same Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He gives two mishnayot. Of course, the question over here is, we've heard this before, right? Exactly. So what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, repeating the same phrase, but with different categories. Of course, it's not exactly the same phrase, right? At least not in the standard edition. Here it seems that it is, because I think in our version over here, this is Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. But I think in the standard versions, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam, if I remember correctly. But it looks like in the Barbanel's version, or at least in Sfariah's version, actually, it says, ha'olam omed. Anybody have a Pirkei Avos at home that they can look up quickly? I have it in this chumash. In my chumash, which has at the back of it the tefillah of Shabbat, so it should have before mincha or after mincha. Man, it won't be in here. No, it's not in here. It's too much for it to have that. Although in this version, actually have Pirkei Avot right here.
What perek? What mishnah?
Kayam. So in my version, my paper version, it says Olam Kayam. It's the first parak, it's the last Mishnah. So Shoshadvarim Olam Kayam. So what's going on over here? I'm sorry, it's not the same Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's a different one. Zehu Sheni. It's actually three generations later. Rosh Hador Hayud Bet Michachmei Mishnah. So this is the last Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So he basically, we've gone through the entire chain of the Masorah. We started all the way at Moshe Rabbeinu, and we got all the way down to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who's the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and this is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi recording his words. Right? He redacted the Mishnah. So, what does he have to say? So he says that these words, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he says, Al Adin Al Emet V'Al Shalom, what does it have to do with? He says, well, up until now we said that there are three viewpoints that we've seen expressed in these Mishnayot. Ha'echad, shi'asim adam zrizut v'hishtadlut gadol b'inyan ha'rabanut. That a person should concentrate on rabanut, on dayanut, on being a good dayan. V'yukomach shorotav ladun din emet elachkor b'shlemuto atayidim. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Shem ben Shetach, and others. The second opinion is, that you should do the opposite. You shouldn't get involved in Rabbanut or in Dayanut. Keep your head down, become a blacksmith, become a computer programmer or an accountant. And the third position, to only be involved in Torah. That was Hillel. And the mitzvot according to Shammai. Lachain, Amar Shem Gamliel, Ze shekol shloshet hadeot hem emet, utzrichin ve'echrichim l'kiyum ha'olam. He ends up saying that they're all right and they're all necessary. Ki e efshar sheyitkayem ha'yishuv ha'medini, ki bekol kitot ha'anashim. You need all categories of people. Mehem itasku b'rabanut, ladun bein b'nei adam mishpat u'tzedakah. You need judges. Shiv lo yakein ishet ve'yochayim lo, as we're going to see later on in Perek Gimel, if you don't have a court system, a government, then people are going to eat each other up. Then you need mehem shi'itasku b'talmud Torah, ma'aseh mitzvot. You need people who are going to be involved in Torah and mitzvot, of course, which is the emet over here. Ki achelek hazeh hu emet be'etzem ve'en zulato. U'michla anashim gam ken shi'itasku b'malachot uve'umaniyot. You also need people who are going to work and be artists. U'kineged zamar v'ala shalom ki chaye malacha v'omnot hem chaye shalom. Because working, apparently, is connected to the world, to life of shalom. Because when you work, so then you give your family peace. You can relax. He then continues and he suggests that maybe you could switch around the din and the emet. So basically what he said was, you have din, emet, and shalom. So din is dayanut and rabbanut. Emet is Talmud Torah and mitzvot. And shalom is working. And Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel is saying that the world rests on these three pillars. You need all three of them. And it says he put together all three of the deot, and he said that they're all correct. And he, in fact, even says that these go back to Shimon HaTzadik, that this is HaTorah, Avodah, and Gmilut Chasadim. Gmilut Chasadim being working, and Avodah being mitzvot, and Torah being Torah. I don't know, actually. How does he do that? I don't know how he does that, actually.
I'm looking at the pasuk that is quoted here to justify El Adin Vela Emet Vela Shalom. And the pasuk says Shenemar Emet Umishpat Shalom. It doesn't say Umishpat Vishalom.
That's true, but it does say Shiftu B'Sha'arecha.
Shalom is like one person, one object, one thing.
But it does say Shiftu B'Sha'arecha.
Okay.
So there's that verb.
I'm looking at the art scroll, and the art scroll translates it: truth, justice, and peace.
Yeah. Well, not the pasuk, but what he says.
The pasuk, yes.
But you see, Rabbi Nel says, "Ulefi zeh yachzor milat shiftu el hamishpat asher zachar bilvad." It doesn't talk about mishpat shalom, but mishpat alone. Anyways, he says the whole point of this whole perek was to explicate the three pillars.
Can't hear you.
I don't know what just happened. I lost you.
Now I can reconnected. Hear you.
Lost you and then reconnected. Don't know what happened. Okay. Well, we're about done yet. We're about done over here. So let me just finish. Can everybody still hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So he says the whole point of the parak is to explain Shimon HaTzadik, who says the Torah of Avodah Gmilas Chasadim. And Antigonus explained Avodah, Yosef ben Yoazer, and Yoshua ben Brach, and Yehuda ben Tabai, and Shimon ben Shetach, and Natalia, and Halel, Hila, they all explained the Torah. So we had Avodah, we had Torah. Antigonus said that to you, Avadim, Kamisham Shinat Arav. And the rest of them explained Torah. And Yosef ben Yochanan, and Nita Arbeli, Shmaya, Shammai, Shimon ben Rabban Gamliel, they all explained Gemilut Chasadim. Whether it's tzedakah or achnasat rachim, whether it's staying away from rishaim, everything like that, whether it's ahovat malacha. So basically, those three pillars that Shimon Tzadik put down at the beginning all of the subsequent generations spent their time trying to explain them, emphasizing one or the other. And that interpretation evolved over the generations. And then the next parak, he continues this. This is what continues into the next parak. I think it's great. I think it's a lovely way of looking at the Pirkei Avot, and it keeps you in it, and it makes you see it as a large picture.
It is definitely okay. an eye opener for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shkoyach. Next time we'll pick up from the second parak.
Thanks.
Bye bye.